I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, May 18th. Mighty Hercules stands well up in the east and northeast as night falls. His most prominent feature is the Keystone, a lopsided square of stars that represents his body. But the constellation's brightest star isn't part of the Keystone. Instead, it represents the entire strongman. Its name, Cornephorus, comes from a Greek word that means the club-bearer, Hercules himself. Like many of the stars in the galaxy, there's more to Cornephorus than meets the eye. It consists of two stars, not one. One star is smaller and fainter than the Sun, so it's not visible to the eye alone. The visible star, on the other hand, is about three times the mass of the Sun, almost 20 times the Sun's diameter, and 150 times its brightness. So the star is an easy target, even though it's about 140 light years away. The star is nearing the end of its life. It's probably consumed the hydrogen fuel in its core, converting it to helium. That's caused the core to get smaller and hotter. The extra radiation pushes on its outer layers, causing them to puff up to giant proportions. Today, Cornephorus is fusing the helium to make carbon and oxygen. Eventually, that process will end. The star will lose its outer layers, leaving only its dead core, and the club-bearer will vanish from sight. For now, though, look for it due east at nightfall, halfway up the sky. The first modestly bright star to the right of the Keystone. You can find more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.